And it's time for our once-a-month radio conversation with the professionals at Northwoods Community Realty, kitty corner from the radio station here in Tomahawk. And Opie Garrison joins me in studio. Keith Hansey is out of studio, but on with us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Okay, I think we can all hear each other, right? You can hear Keith okay over there?
Absolutely.
Okay, raise your microphone up just a little bit there, and then we'll be able... There we go. And you can hear us both, right, Keith?
Yes, I can hear you good.
Okay, let's start off, Keith, because you're part of the water ski show with our Quahomets. I misspoke when Greg and I were doing Trading Mart earlier. We thought that the water ski show started as usual at 7:30 tomorrow night, but to accommodate the fireworks, a change in time for the water ski show tomorrow night.
Yes, yeah. Whenever we do the fireworks, we start at 8 o'clock, just a little bit later. That way we finish... basically shut the lights off and the fireworks can start. So there's no real break in the action. They it just works out better. Then people are sitting around for about a half hour, you know, waiting.
Yeah.
So we just move it back and then finish the second half in the dusk.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that because you can still see just fine from the stands, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got lights. It's actually pretty cool to ski the first half in the sunlight and then second half in the dusk. It makes it a little more difficult to see, but because those lights actually that shine on us can blind you when you're driving towards them.
Well, good thing there's not a lot of other boat traffic out there at the time, right?
That's right, yep.
So it's going to be a great show. Just, Keith, real quick here, as far as performing in front of the crowds that we have here at the 4th of July especially, that must be a special time when the Quahomets really get fired up to be out there on the water.
It really is. There's nothing like the 4th of July crowds. This whole week, when the 4th of July is on, you know, midweek, we have huge crowds the weekend before, the weekend after, the week during, and the shows are good. Everybody steps it up. You know, when you have thousands of people cheering and yelling, it ups your game a little bit, so... We love it.
And Northwoods Community Realty, Opie, you guys all get together. It's Northwoods Community Realty Night with Quahomets. What night is that, Opie?
It's going to be July 15th, Jeff, week from Saturday, and we do some nice giveaways, some trivia. Keith's a big part of the show with his son and daughter as well and driving, and just a nice night for our past clients, new clients, friends, families, all just come together and support this great club we're lucky enough to have in Tomahawk.
Absolutely. We're lucky to have the Quahomets. And, Keith, thanks for doing what you've been. How long you been with the Quahomets, Keith? Long, huh? Back when Ole Evinrude was still driving boats, huh?
Yeah. Well, that was the first time I was there
okay.
when I was a teenager.
Yeah, got it. Yeah. It's been a while, right?
It's been a little bit, yeah.
Well, good. I hope everybody can hear us okay. I don't know about you, Opie, but it sounds kind of funny in the headphones here, doesn't it?
Keith's a little bit in a tunnel, but not terrible. And the nice thing of this coming Saturday is people can transition right in the bleachers from watching our water ski show, stay right where you are with your blankets on the bleachers, and the fireworks are a great place to watch right from the Quahomet Bay.
Just a part of what makes Tomahawk a great place to live, our Quahomet Water Ski shows all summer long. So, Opie, I want to ask you a little bit of something here about real estate-wise. Has the market changed at all since the beginning of the spring until now, full-blown summertime? What's it been like over the last, 6-8 weeks?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. We could feel the pendulum swinging back. It was like at a hard right where it was a seller's market. It's now the pendulum's starting to come back more towards center, and there's multiple reasons for that, whether it be interest rates. We're actually getting more listings on the market now. We're seeing some lake listings come to be. There's a lot of people that say, boy, I want to get one last family hoorah over the 4th of July. So we're seeing some listings trickle on there. So it's still a seller's market. We're getting multiple offers on something, but not, you know, like 12 offers in 3 days. It might be two or three now, Jeff. It's starting to normalize a bit.
Okay. One thing I'm noticing, you guys have been looking for a house for Kathy and me for quite a while here now. It seems like forever, but it hasn't been forever. But it just seems like when you're on this end of things. And we're trying to be as patient as possible. But when I get the emails from Jackie, there's a lot of PCs on my new listings. And that probably means people were trying to take it full advantage. And God bless them for trying to get the most out of their home. But we're seeing that the prices are starting to come down now, too.
Yeah, it was probably unrealistic there for a bit when the market was so hot. Let's say that something's worth a dollar. Well, somebody might say, let's throw it out there for $1.20 and see if we get something to stick. And many times it was. But now it's starting to normalize. And, you know, we always like to try and price things in the wheelhouse so you don't go stale. Somebody can see something. Gosh, that's been on the market 45 days in this market. Must be something wrong. Well, if you don't price it somewhat where it should be, that's what can occur.
Keith, playing off of that, what does that mean? What, as the agent, when you have somebody that you know the house is a little bit pricey, what do you try to do to mitigate some of that to get them back more down to earth? Because you know the bottom line is they want to sell their house and they want to get as much for it. But how do you bring them back down to earth?
Yeah, what we do is I like to get the current listings on the MLS in that same price range, pull those. Show the days on market, show their price, and then really compare those properties. That's going to be our best gauge because you really can't go back a year and look at the same type of housing and get closing. Those numbers aren't going to be the same. So I like to use the ones that are currently on the market and show people that, hey, at this price, look at this house, and it's been on there, you know, for say 60 days, which in today's market seems like a lot, but that tells the people, all right, at this price range, it's really not going to be selling.
And you know what's interesting? I'm no real estate expert. I'll be honest with you. I've been following real estate for a while, but I definitely would not call myself an expert. But one thing that I'm seeing when I get the new listings on my emails almost on a daily basis now, which is great to see, I'm starting to look at properties and say, there's no way they're going to get this price for that. They don't really want to sell this house. And then a couple weeks later, oh, there's a price change on it, and I hit it right. So how many do you see that a lot of buyers out there? I'll ask you first, Keith. Are you seeing a lot of savvy buyers out there right now?
Yeah, there is a lot of savvy buyers because they've probably been in the same boat and watching the market. And you know, the last couple of years have been crazy. So a lot of people have stepped back and just said, all right, I'm going to wait, let this cool off. So they're still watching, and now they're starting to jump. But we're seeing more and more listings come on. But, yeah, definitely buyers are savvy because if you're a buyer, you've probably been a buyer for a little while, not right. Just, you know, hey, I'm going to go out and look at houses and buy one tomorrow. It's going to take months, probably.
Opie, I'll ask you next. And I'm sorry, Keith, I hope I didn't cut you off there, but it's hard to tell if you're keep on going if I can't see you. Okay.
I know. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Back to the savvy buyers. Opie, do you appreciate a buyer who comes to the table really educated, knowing what's going on, or do you prefer to do the teaching?
I like a savvy buyer as long as we have good communication, Jeff. You know, none of us are mind readers, so we try to take the time up front to ask people their priorities, what their expectations are, how can we match up so we're not trying to sell, you know, something that isn't a good fit or match for them. And at the end of the day, there's so even with cash offers, sometimes there's an appraisal contingency. A savvy buyer may say, I'm a cash guy, but I'm going to make sure I'm not overpaying what the market is. And if there's a bank loan, there's an appraisal contingency. So we still have to price things in the wheelhouse. Sometimes you get a feeding frenzy on a lake property that it's a cash offer, no contingencies, just lock and load, but those are getting fewer and far between.
And since you've been in the business a little longer than Keith has, are you seeing that there are more and more savvy buyers out there now as opposed to when you first got into this profession?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think Keith hit it well, too. A lot of the buyers that are still out there may have been looking for the last one or two or three years, so they've had failed offers, they've got their hopes up, they've kind of been up and down the rocky road, so they're a little more seasoned.
Got it. Keith, anything else you want to add on new listings or anything on this topic?
No, we're seeing more and more listings come on every day. The hot sheet is full. Where the last few years, I mean, you'd come on a Thursday, Friday, and you'd see four or five listings in the whole MLS. And now we're seeing 20 or 30.
Yeah. Are you seeing people adjusting their locations where they're looking as well to try to maybe open things up a little bit farther? Are you seeing a lot of that?
No, not so much. They're still staying in the areas that they want to be or the school districts they want to be. I haven't seen them really changing or broadening out. I saw that more when there was less on the market. I think now people will actually be able to pinpoint more where they want to be.
Good. You just answered what I was going to ask Opie next about how you would make this adjustment here about people adjusting where they're looking to live. I know, because we've done that. We thought, okay, we can go a little bit farther south toward Maryland. We're looking.
Yeah, it's natural, Jeff. And the nice thing about our system that the agents can either set your criteria if you're not comfortable doing it, or we can set it up where you can change the dial. And by that, I might say that, gosh, we're going to stop at Irma, but, you know, it doesn't cost anymore just to look another 10 miles south. And we can do that by a circle radius. We can draw a polygam. So it's real flexible how we can set up the criteria for our buyers.
I also have to say, this would go out to both of you. You first, Opie, but the system that you use at Northwoods Community Realty of notifying people who want to buy a house that there are new listings available. I get them almost every morning now, and it's the very first thing that I look at. I have to say that the system you guys use, super easy to navigate, even for somebody with the little technical skills that I have. So you must use that system for a reason.
We do, Jeff, and we really try and steer people away from Zillow and all those types of things, because that's where it seems where people start.
Yeah.
And there's so much misinformation on Zillow, whether there's been an accepted offer, a price change may not get caught, all these different things, where our system is truly tied to the MLS and up to date by the instant.
Yeah, and it's been interesting to watch, even with our house. We're watching on Zillow every once in a while just to keep in touch and keep all of our feelers out there. But the price of our house keeps on going up and up and up. And I'm just not sure how accurate this is all going to be if you choose to go with a system like that.
Just tell them to write the check, yeah. Right?
Exactly, yeah, write that check, and I'll start moving right now. Keith, anything to add on that?
No, that's 100% correct.
Yeah, you guys have a fantastic system. Let's see here. Keith, I want to talk to you about this one. You brought this up earlier before we went on the air. Scams on Facebook with real estate. Now, I'm not on Facebook, but I told all my friends that are on Facebook, if you see a property on Facebook that's in this area, please let me know, because I don't have Facebook. And so I've gotten a few. And what was funny is I've already seen some of these listings in other places, and it just doesn't seem the same. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, so last month we talked about the scams, actual listing scams, and people trying to scam title companies when they're closing. Now what we've seen is I had a new listing, a beautiful listing on Esker Heights, and their house showed up in the Wausau marketplace saying they were selling golf carts and all this other stuff, and that you have to pay 10% down and come after 4 o'clock and pick it up. Well, one lady called me and she said, hey, you're the listing agent on this. I'm like, yep. She said, are they selling a golf cart? And I said, I don't think they have one. And she said, well, is their name, you know, she said the name. I go, no, that's not even the name. So we tried to look for it and it was already taken down, but they had duped five people already.
Oh boy.
Five people paid, like $200 down, and they were coming after 4 o'clock to pick up the rest. So obviously then you have some upset people, but so I always told everybody, make sure if you're buying off Facebook Marketplace to do some homework, some diligence. So, and if somebody is asking for money up front, be very wary about that. Just kind of do your homework. And like the one lady was real savvy. She called me, which saved her some money, saved her a trip, and it saved the sellers from having to explain people that, hey, somebody took a picture of our house and is using it as a scam.
You know, most of us have spidey sense. We just don't always use it the way we should.
Right. Yes.
So
if
it looks bad, if it feels bad, it's probably bad. But and then people ask, well, why do people do these scams? Don't they have something better to do? Well, $1,000 in about 10 minutes is pretty good money.
Yeah. Yeah, because I immediately went out to search it, not find it. I had texted the sellers. They were looking for it. And, yes, in a matter of half hour, 45 minutes, they made $1,000.
Huh.
And once it's paid, it's gone. You're not going to find it, you know, or be able to get it back. So, and we reported it to Facebook, but that is such a giant company, and that it's, you know, takes them days before something happens.
Right. Well, I'm glad that you're here to tell us about those kind of things. So people just watch out there. I want to just touch real quick. I'm gonna drop this bomb on both of you here. For sale by owner, because I've had a little bit of experience with this here, too, in the last couple of weeks. I placed a few phone calls. When I see for sale by owner, I take the number down, I call. And each three times I've done it, and each three times I just wanted to hang up the phone and laugh. The prices that I'm hearing, and then I see the property, I'm like, are you kidding me? Where are you getting these prices? I don't know, Opie, what are you seeing out there as far as for sale by owner? Where are people pulling these prices out of?
They're hiney.
Yeah.
you know, that's really what they would get a true professional, maybe get two or three agents to come, give them a market analysis, hear about their marketing plans, how can they help me sell my home to actually, you know, a for sale by owner might get 10 looks through Facebook and this and that. We go on the MLS, we have over 300 agents. All of us agents have a list of buyers. The exposure you're going to get is night and day by using a licensed agent and the experience. This is what we do every day, and it would be like me trying to work on my car, Jeff. I don't have the knowledge to tear into a motor, and you know, I think maybe I could save some money, but it could really go sideways, and the same thing with a house sale.
And Keith, as far as I'm concerned, same kind of thing. I want to deal with a professional when it comes to this, but it just tells me, again, I don't think these people are too serious about wanting to sell this property at that kind of price. They didn't hire a professional. They're just putting a sign out there and putting this wild, crazy number on there. That usually tells me they're not too serious about selling. That's about right?
Right. And, you know, it's hard for them to do the same research that we can do to come up with that price. So they're not using the MLS. You know, they may be using a Zillow's estimate or just winging the number, which, if I could talk about Zestimate for a minute.
Yes.
That doesn't really apply up here. In a big city where you have subdivisions of basically the same four house plans, and they're selling those Zestimates very close. But up here, every property is different. You have a different amount of property, a different style of house. It could be on water, but there are so many different types of lakes and rivers. Some are excellent, some are full wreck, some are private, and that plays into that price of that house. So you really can't take a house that's on Lake Nokomis and compare it to a no-wake lake that might be only 30 acres. You know, but the Zillow's estimate really doesn't capture that. They're just kind of overseeing and grabbing stuff.
And how does Zillow know that we just completely renovated and finished off the basement? How do they know that we just put quartz and countertops in? How do they know all that? And where do they? It's a numbers game, but these numbers are important because this is the biggest investment most of us will ever make our whole life.
Yes, that is correct. So the Zestimate, we don't really pay much attention to. And once we explain it to people, they kind of understand it. But, you know, if you're in a subdivision, it's going to be pretty close, you know, with the same type of houses. But up here, every property is so different that it's hard to use that.
And getting back to the for sale by owners, Jeff, that I always say that once we get an accepted offer, that's really when the work starts.
Yeah.
Because you have contingencies, you have inspections, you have appraisals, and that's where somebody that's driving the bus that's used to doing that can keep the deal on the rail, as opposed to, oh my gosh, 45 days in, now the offer failed, we're back to square zero, we lost all our momentum. And that's really what a licensed agent can do.
From a personal note, I just want to say that all of you at Northwoods Community Realty, if this real estate thing doesn't work out for you, you could all be good therapists, because I'm sure that you've all had to provide a little bit of therapy to your clients lately, right?
Well, that's what happy hours are for.
There you go. There you go. Keith, any last words before I let you go there?
No, I'm looking forward to, we've got WJJQ night and then NCR night at the ski show coming up. Saturday is going to be fireworks, which is Edgewater Country Club night too. So, it's going to be an exciting time. So if you're in town and maybe you're staying at a hotel and maybe want to get a cabin, give us a call.
There you go.
And we'll find you a house.
Keith Hansey is sitting in his truck somewhere here in the Northwoods, and Opie right across the way from me. Opie, any last words from you?
Well, it's payday for Keith. He's up there in Minocqua doing a walkthrough and a closing, so good for him. And nothing more from me, Jeff, other than everybody have a wonderful time in the Northwoods.
You too. And, guys, thanks for your expertise, your knowledge, and another visit here this morning on the Big Q. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
You're very welcome.